tell us honestly, how will I react if I knew Jesus' revelation in the gospel was to take place tonight? I ask again, honestly, how will I react if I knew that Jesus' revelation in today's gospel was to take place tonight? It's worth asking the question honestly. Will I be susceptible to manifesting uncontrollable anxiety? Will I rush to want as many relatives as possible? Will I do mass, rosary, confession, and adoration to try to make the Lord favorable to me in the last straight line? Even if this question remains virtual, it can comfort us, it can confront us with the weak, peaceful, and daily determination to which the prospect of the coming of Jesus invites us. This one, Jesus, invites us not to seek to save our situation, and even less to look back, but to consider his coming daily as an encouragement to daily fidelity. If I learn that Jesus will reveal himself tonight, what happened? This is the answer. It should not change my plan for day. Why? Because day after day, I'm trying to get faithful to the Lord. I give you an example. Saint Dominic Savio, a young saint of 15 years old, once was asked what he would do if he knew that he would die that very day. He, with his childlike simplicity, said that he will continue playing. And therein lies the secret. This little saint lived prepared for the encounter with God. He had the door open. He didn't have any calendar. He lived the most ordinary events with love. Sometimes he can live. Sometimes what happened with us, we can live without enjoying every moment. For instance, we can go through a park without enjoying the flower that is germinating or growing up. We can visit many countries without stopping to look a painting, and so on and so on. And let me tell you, the same also can happen with our relationship with Jesus. Why? We can be Catholic Christians without being friends with Jesus. I say again, we can be Catholic Christians without being friends with Jesus. I let you this sentence, take a time, contemplate it, and do your prayer, and also draw your own consequences about this statement. I say again, we can be Christians sometimes without being friends with Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.